KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us this morning, we have professional organizer Maria Betts.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Are you going to reorganize me?
You look pretty well organized in here, actually.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I'm not so sure. Talk with us a little bit about the seminar that you hosted at Emmanuel Lutheran.
Yes, they invited me to do a luncheon presentation for some potential residents. So we talked very specifically about downsizing or right-sizing, just the ways to get from point A to point B. So if you are living in a home that you've lived in for a long time and you're considering moving to a place like Buffalo Hill Terrace or the Villas at Emmanuel Lutheran, a lot of times people feel like, how do I get from all this stuff that I have down to a manageable amount?
Well, you've got some legacy involved in all this too.
Some legacy?
Oh, yeah. All these things you've collected over the last 50, 60 years.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. And a lot of them, you're talking about keepsakes and things that have real meaning to you. So you have to look carefully at those items and figure out what you want the next phase of your life to look like.
Now, you've been doing this for over 3 decades, so you kind of know what you're doing?
I do know what I'm doing, yes. Yes.
So talk with us a little bit about how right-sizing got to be in your world.
Okay, so about 10 years ago, my own mother decided that she was feeling a little bit challenged with standard tasks like grocery shopping and preparing meals, and she was missing social interaction. So she talked to me about wanting to possibly move to an independent living community. And she was hopeful that that would give her a level of safety and social interaction that she had been missing. So we started the downsizing process of moving her from her townhome into an independent living apartment. And at that point, I realized that there were a lot of other people, not just my mom, who needed that kind of help, but didn't have adult children that lived close by or friends that could help, or maybe their relationship with their adult children wasn't strong enough to manage that process. And so I thought, well, I'm going to add that to what I do.
So what's the reason people don't ask for help?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I think the first one is that people generally feel overwhelmed. They have a lot of stuff, and they just feel like it's going to be too difficult. They can't fathom how a person like me could actually go through their personal items with them.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think another big one is people feel that they're going to be judged. If they bring someone in that they don't know, or even if they bring in their family, that people are going to judge them for the amount of possessions that they have, things that they've saved, and they get nervous about what that's going to look like. It's very intimate work, what I do. People are letting me go through their personal items with them. They're often reliving memories, and they need someone who's going to be patient with them and understand that it's a really hard process.
One of the things my mother did was she took all the pictures, the thousands of pictures we had, and she wrote the names on the back of everybody in the picture and an approximate year.
Wow, that's wonderful that she did that.
She had a lot of time to do it, but she did it.
Yeah, most people don't do that, and it's really wonderful if you have the time and you take the time to do
I'm
it.
I'm so thankful she did it.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have known that was me in the picture. Could have been my brother.
Yeah.
Could have been my cousin.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Could have been a kid next door.
Yes. It's true. It's so true.
Yeah. So it really helped to do that. But I'm sure that she spent an awful lot of hours doing that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time to do any kind of organizing of photographs. It's a daunting task.
And there were so many duplicates.
Yes, and you can get rid of those.
Well, I got one set. My brother got one set. You know, she kind of spread
that's
them out.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
But it took a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was
good
something
for her for doing it.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been difficult for her to do that with somebody else, I think.
I agree. That a photographing task is very personal, and it is hard to find help for that. So maybe you enlist the help of your family.
But there are many, many other things that have nothing to do with photography.
True, true.
Those little tchotchkes.
Exactly. Little collections that people have amassed over the years. Yeah. There's a lot of challenging things to deal with when you're thinking about downsizing by a huge percent.
Well, in a moment, we're going to ask you to maybe tell us about a project you recently did.
And sure.
Maybe give us a little better understanding about how this can all work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And we're talking with Maria Betts. What is the name of your business?
It's called Simplicize Your Life. And that's a word I kind of made up. I wanted a combination of simplifying and downsizing. So I came up with Simplicize Your Life.
Well, over the last 30 years, I'm sure you've done a lot of these kinds of projects. Tell us about one of the ones you've done recently.
Yes. Actually, I was contacted by the adult daughter of a couple that live in Lakeside. And they had come to the conclusion that at some point in the not too distant future that the parents would probably want to move closer to one or the other of their children. And so they were hoping that I could help them with the decluttering process. And so what I do with them is I go there about once or twice a week and we work together to declutter room by room. And it's super smart if you have the foresight and the time to do what they're doing, because a lot of times people don't have that. They have a health event or something comes up and they have to do it really quickly. And if that's the case, I can still help them with it. It's just that we have to really up the time frame of it. So I really enjoy working with this couple because it's a process where we can do it slowly and deliberately. So when they get ready to move, all they're taking with them is the stuff that was useful.
What are some of the things that are useful and things that maybe aren't so useful?
Well, people have to think about what's going to fit in the new place where they're going. And that's furniture, that's clothes, that's, like you talked about, little tchotchkes, things like that. What's going to fit there? And part of it, too, is looking ahead. Like, as I said before, what do you want this next phase of your life to look like and feel like? Do you feel like where you've been, things, you had too much stuff, you were too cluttered? And so if you have a vision for what you want, it helps you make those decisions. Sometimes you're going to sell some of your things in an estate sale. I help people make those decisions. Like, is this something that's going to fit where you're going? Do we need to sell it in an estate sale? Can we do some consignment? Do you have things you want to give to family and friends? And if so, I'll help them pack those things up. And if they're locally, I'll deliver them for them. And if they want them, if their family or friends live far away, I'll help them get them shipped.
So it's a process here, first of all, figuring out what goes where.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah, and it takes time. It's not an easy process, and it takes patience. So
I didn't mean to oversimplify it there, but those are the broad brushstrokes.
It is. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You got to start big and work down small.
Yeah, it's just kind of baby steps.
Yeah. I would imagine, my life has been a little different than my folks. They were in the same place for years and years, mm-hmm. for decades.
Yeah.
My career has taken me bouncing around all over the country, so I was downsizing my whole life.
Yeah, and that's great, and it makes it easier for, if you finally decide to move to a place that's much smaller, you've already got a lot of the steps out of the way, which is great.
You know, I'm amazed at how many things my daughter has of mine.
Yeah?
That I had forgotten I even had.
Yeah.
She sent me a text the other day with a picture of a book and an envelope, and she said, I found this in my library. Is this yours?
Oh.
And it was a book that my mother had sent me in Vietnam. It was Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment.
Oh.
And the envelope had my Air Force service number on it. And I don't know what was in the envelope, but all that stuff was stuff that she had. And every now and then she'll come up with something that was mine.
Yeah.
You know? And in this case, that was mine before she was even born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things have a way of going out.
And it's great. If your children want to keep some of those things, it's so wonderful. I mean, I have a number of those things from both my mom and my dad that are meaningful to me, and I'm so glad that I have them.
And when you went through the process with your folks, did you find yourself keeping a lot of things?
I'm pretty good about being discerning about what I keep and what's really meaningful to me. And one thing that I've learned and that I've tried to share with other people is that, for instance, when you're organizing, when you're decluttering and helping your parents downsize, if you find something, like for my mom, she was a wonderful cook. She had some casserole dishes that really had meaning to me. I remember them. And so what I would do is I thought, I'm going to keep those. I'm going to get rid of some of the casserole dishes I have that have no meaning for me.
Yeah.
So I don't just stack things on top of things. And that's one way to look at it, is if you're keeping something that you really love, that's great. Just get rid of the things that you don't care so much about.
So you're sort of doing a physician heal thyself.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maria Betts is our guest, and downsizing is what we're talking about. Right sizing is really what we're talking about. And if you think you need help, well, how do you know you need help? We'll ask her about that after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Right sizing is what we're talking about. Maria Betts is our guest. She's a pro at this sort of thing. So how do we get started?
How do you get started? Well, you make the decision, first of all, that it's something that you want to do.
No.
And if you feel like you can't do it on your own, you either enlist the help of a friend or you can hire someone like me to help. But the process itself is really not that hard. You find the best time of day where you have the most energy, because that's when you're making the best decisions, not when you're tired. And what I start out with people is, we have some plastic bins that are labeled to donate, to keep, to sell, to give to family and friends. Things that need to go to another room so that you're not distracted and moving to another room and get started doing something over there. So they're very simple processes. You dedicate 2 to 4 hours each time and just keep it as an appointment, just like you would anything else. And that's how you get started.
Yeah, the concept of moving from room to room, that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, well, you have to get... Well, are you talking about that it surprised you that you don't want to get distracted and move to another room, or the fact that when I work with people, I go from room to room? Is that what you mean?
I don't know what I meant.
Okay. Yeah, so I do move from room to room, because you want to start in one area and you want to get focused on your decision making. And if you get too distracted and you move from room to room too fast, stuff everywhere, then you start to feel overwhelmed and then you quit.
The other thing is you can't turn your life totally upside down while you're doing this.
No, that's why you make an appointment with yourself and you say, okay, and like I said, if you have the luxury of time, which is wonderful, and you can do it by yourself and you can be determined, then that's great. And you can start with one area and you're going to feel a sense of accomplishment, which will then drive you to the next area.
You know, I was just somehow or another was just gathering everything in a living room and then start throwing stuff around, but that's not the best way to do
that's
it.
That's not the way I would do it, but I'm not saying I'm perfect. You maybe that works for you.
Well, I was just thinking that's what I was sort of visualizing, and when you said moving from room to room,
no.
And the thought occurred to me that, man, you could turn your life upside down doing this, and then it wouldn't be an adventure anymore. It would be it would really be something you'd have to slog through.
Yeah, that's why you do, you know, like I said, kind of baby steps. You take it a little bit at a time and enlist the help of friends, you know, make it fun. Don't make it feel like you're slogging through it.
Oh, boy. How can we get a hold of you to get a process like this started?
Okay, so you can contact me either by my email, which is maria@simplisizeyourlife.com, and that's, you know, the spelling SimpliSize, yourlife.com. You can call me on my phone, which is 406-616-3535. I have a Facebook page, Simplicize Your Life. That shows, you can see before and after pictures of some of the organizing and decluttering that I've done. That can be helpful. I also do a Mondays with Maria video most Mondays. That's on my Facebook page, where I give people tips about organizing and downsizing.
All right. So it's worth investment of a little bit of time. Find out what you can do and how you can help.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's face it, at some point, we're all going to have to downsize.
Yeah, I think it's just a good, it's like a living process. I mean, yeah. I think if you do it on a regular basis, you just only keep the things in your life that you really love. And think about that when you're out shopping, too. Don't bring things into your house unless you really love them.
Garage sales.
Be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
Maria Betts, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
A Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.